This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Chaz Killen. Chaz is the director of Bonnie and Clyde the Musical, currently running at Peoria Players Theater. Chaz, welcome back to Out and About.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I think the last time we had you on the show, you were talking about August Osage County, so this is quite a change from your last show that you directed at Peoria Players.
Absolutely. Just about a year ago I did that show, so yeah. Yes.
So this is a regional premiere. Can you tell us a little bit, for people who are completely unfamiliar with the musical Bonnie and Clyde, just walk us through a little bit the portion of the story of Bonnie and Clyde that the musical focuses on.
Well, the actual story of Bonnie and Clyde really only lasted about 14 months. It seems like such a longer time now that we have them as these folk heroes in our mind. So it kind of touches on the entire period. Of course, it's condensed. And some of the events are told out of order, but everything in the show actually happened at some point.
One of the things that's interesting about this show is that it has sort of a non-traditional score. It's not your standard Broadway show tunes. There are elements of gospel and elements of bluegrass. And so there's a very interesting musical palette to this show.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's even some rockabilly in it. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun. There's different, I think, no matter what kind of music you like, you're going to find something in here that you can walk away remembering and having enjoyed that particular song. So,
and within the cast, you kind of have two components of the cast. You have Bonnie and Clyde, and then you have this surrounding supporting cast around them. Can you take us through your process as a director? What were you looking for when casting Bonnie and Clyde?
Well, I wanted to see a chemistry between the two actors before I cast them. So I knew for sure I was going to have a callback situation where I'd be able to see the Bonnies and the Clydes together. I was looking for someone, to be honest, that could really sing this music, because this music is difficult music to sing. So, I mean, that was probably the number one criteria. And I found two people that can absolutely sing this. So I'm very pleased with that.
One of the things that I was curious to learn about this musical is that obviously Bonnie and Clyde are front and center, but the show also includes very prominent roles for Clyde's brother and his sister-in-law. And I think these are characters who maybe kind of get left out of the folk history of this story.
Sure. Buck Barrow, Marvin Ivan Barrow, commonly known as Buck, and his wife Blanche are the second leads in the show, and their stories are told right alongside Bonnie and Clyde. I would say that Buck is kind of the anti-hero, really, to Clyde. Mm-hmm. He really doesn't want to do what he's doing, but does because it's his brother and kind of gets caught up in it. And he has his wife who's constantly pulling him back and saying, no, you can't do this. And she ends up getting kind of entwined with all of it as well, basically trying to get them all to stop and trying to be the good influence. And it's love that keeps her there, really, and the same with Bonnie. So
their story is kind of an interesting counterpoint to the primary story that the show is telling.
Absolutely, yes.
One of the advantages to doing a regional premiere is sometimes you have people come from out of the woodwork or from other surrounding communities to audition for this particular show. Can you kind of walk us through some of the different cities and communities that are represented within your cast?
Sure. Probably the farthest, we have people from Bloomington, several people from Bloomington in the cast, and someone from Galesburg is in the cast, and in between, and all the way in between. Closer, we have East Peoria represented. So I had about 48 people that tried out for just the roles of Bonnie and Clyde. So, and then we had the ensemble as well to cast from that.
And you held your auditions quite a bit earlier than maybe would be typical. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Again, the end of last year is when I held the auditions, and I did that so that we'd be able to distribute materials to the cast so that they could kind of get a leg up on learning the music. And for Bonnie and Clyde, the sheer number of lines that they have for the show. So it is a book-heavy show with regard to Bonnie and Clyde because we want to tell the story, but it's so expertly interwoven, the music and the book. Real pleased with how that all worked out.
So is this the first opportunity that a community theater in the area has had to do this show? Is that because the rights only became available fairly recently?
Yes. We found out the rights were going to be available about a year ago, but we weren't able to advertise or perform the show until early this year.
Hmm. And Chaz, you've mentioned that you're a little bit of a research buff when it comes to preparing for shows that you're directing. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about in the time that you spent just diving into the folklore, were there any things that you learned about this infamous crime duo that you didn't know beforehand?
Well, one of my major sources was actually a book written by Blanche Caldwell Barrow. She was the only survivor of the gang. She did serve about 10 years in jail and then came out. And so she wrote a book about her experiences. And so firsthand knowledge from that kind of gave me a lot of insight with that.
How would you describe the theme of the show? It feels like it's a story on the one hand about love and passion and spontaneity, but it's also very much about facing the consequences of your actions.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like the Titanic. There's no spoilers here, right? they die at the end. But it's absolutely, we want to tell their love story, but we want to tell the consequences of their actions and what happened to them, to their families, that's mm-hmm. included, and their community, really, what happened to all of that based on their actions. I like to say that, you know, we're definitely telling the story of Bonnie and Clyde, and they are folk heroes. But the real heroes of the Bonnie and Clyde story are the 12 lawmen that lost their life in that 14 so months that they were being pursued. Mm-hmm. So,
and in the course of the production, since a lot of people, again, aren't familiar with this piece of theater, is there a big number that you'd say is kind of the highlight, or the big moment that everyone kind of rallies around or that gets the audience going?
Yes, there's actually a first and a second act number. And within the first act, there's actually one of those numbers is the ensemble number. And that brings everyone together, and it's actually a character of the preacher who sings that song, and their entire community gets together and sings that song. And interwoven in that is Clyde's initial crime spree, so we can see how that all works. So as far as excitement, that really brings the audience together. But I think the two songs that really hit the audience emotionally are in the first act, Clyde sings Raise a Little Hell, and that is just basically about if things aren't working out for him this way, he might as well be a criminal, essentially, you know, and it takes it through his emotions. And then the second, it's Bonnie's song called Dying Ain't So Bad. And that's basically saying that, you know, if she could live to be 100 or she could die enjoying life with the man she loves. And so if that's her choice, is dying isn't so bad.
You said earlier that you started the rehearsal process very early. And was that primarily because there's so much material that you needed to work through with the two principals? Or I know that some directors also start rehearsals early out because they know that they have a challenging score or challenging choreography, and they want to spend more time on that so that that element is ready as they start adding on.
Exactly. And I started early for basically those reasons, but it put it down to the two characters, Bonnie and Clyde. They really needed to be familiar with the music. It's 80% them singing stuff. Mm. So it really needed to be, they needed to be ready to perform this. And it's also easier to stage the show when the crutch of the script or the score is out of your hand. So I wanted to try to get that across. And my entire cast was real cooperative with that. And we're excited to do the show and excited to learn the material. So once we got into the theater, the last few weeks of rehearsing, it was just basically placing people and moving along. So I was real happy with the process.
And tell us a little about the opening weekend response from the audience to the show.
Oh, it was amazing. They absolutely loved it. Standing ovations for all three performances. And Saturday and Sunday performances, word of mouth, got us close to sold out. So we're real happy with the response from the audience. And just standing in the lobby at intermission and at the end of the show, you hear people walking out talking about their experience in such a positive way. It makes me as the director feel really proud of the work.
Chaz Killen is the director of Bonnie and Clyde, the musical at Peoria Players Theater. The production continues this weekend with performances tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday. Chaz, thank you again for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
The Heartland Festival Orchestra presents Maestro's Choice on Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. at Five Points in Washington. The concert will feature pianist Adam Neiman performing the Brahms Piano Concerto No. 2. For tickets and information, visit www.heartlandfestivalorchestra.org. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.